Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to Nigel.
Could someone get me some water, please?
Oh, it's Alan Partridge.
Could someone get me some water, please?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Have you actually watched any Alan Partridge or just the trailer?
I only watched the trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do it again. It's very funny. Go on, do it again.
Someone get me some water, please.
It's actually quite good.
Get me some water, please.
Now, how would Frank Spencer sound if he was asking for some water?
Someone get me some water, please, Betty. I'm in a bit of trouble. Ooh.
Good work, Nigel.
Hey.
Hello, Nigel from Maidstone.
Hello.
Blessings, season's greetings.
What? Who are you on the radio? Who are you?
Now you just sound
like... Hello, Ian. I'm going to do something different tonight.
Is it going to be entertaining?
Yes, well, you've got to guess which room... This is through the keyhole on the radio.
Yeah.
And you've got to guess which room I'm in, and then you get a brownie point.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun. Is it the lavvy? Are you in the lavvy?
I'm going to walk around the house and you've got to guess where do you think I am now?
Are you in the lavvy?
No. I'm in the front room at the moment.
Oh, well, you just told us!
Oh, sorry.
We're supposed to guess!
Hang on, we should start again. Ask yourself, who lives in a house like this as we go through the Nigel hole?
Oh, I don't want to go through Nigel's hole.
Who lives in a house like this as we go through Nigel's household?
What?
Nigel's household?
Wow. Through your household.
So where do you think I am now, Ian?
Sorry?
Where do you think I am? I'm just going down the passage of the hall. Just going into my bedroom.
Right. Are you in your bedroom?
Not yet. Can you hear that squeak?
Yes, I can. What is that? Is that your knob?
Well, my door wants oiling.
Okay, it's your door, is it? Okay.
Oh. I've got something to tell you. What I rang up about.
Are you in your bedroom?
Not yet. I'm just going to switch lights. There we go.
Are you in your bedroom now?
I'm in my bedroom now.
We're all in Nigel's bedroom.
Here we go.
This is a first of me sitting on the bedroom on the radio.
It's the first. Yep. What have you got to tell us tonight, Big Nigel?
I had a meeting with Helen Grant.
Oh.
This afternoon.
The MP?
Yeah, and I got to know her quite well, and she was a lovely lady. And so I've got to, next week, I've got to see a social worker. I've got to meet a social worker and meet the social worker at Helen's place, which is okay, isn't it?
No, it's not okay. This is brilliant, Nigel. This is
brilliant. Yeah,
this is absolutely brilliant.
They want me to keep coming to see them, you know, as a friend as well. So I've got some friends. They want me to be friends with them.
Now, here's the thing, Nigel. When you're talking to the social worker, you have to share everything with them that you've shared with us about you being hungry, about me buying you food for a week because you didn't have any food in, about your worries about the phone.
Take all the bills, the
phone bill, the electricity, about pawning your mum's stuff.
Tell them that you were so cold you stayed in bed that day.
You've got to tell them all of that.
Yeah, of course.
The depression, how you miss mum, how you're lonely. Yeah. Tell them all of that. The more they know, the more they can help you, okay?
Helen told me to stop worrying, she said. That was a
Helen Grant, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
not worrying, but
she sounds like honestly, Nigel. She's your right. She's your MP, right? If she is taking an interest in you like this, she's right then to say, "Don't worry." She's right. She's. I'm thoroughly impressed by her. This is a big thing for an MP to do, man.
I took my photo albums of me singing on stage and drumming, all the stuff I've done, the entertainment,
good.
And pictures of Mum as well.
Good.
And so she was impressed by my photos that Mum took.
Good.
Good. And well, so I'm going back into the front room now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send Helen a little DM and say
Frank Spencer's voice.
Yeah, go on.
So doing Frank Spencer's voice. Well, we're going down the passage now, Betty. Going down the passage, Betty.
Okay.
Let's go a bit quicker. A bit quicker, faster, Betty. Well,
someone's.
I knew he was in a good mood.
Someone's sounding a little bit perky. Hey, Nigel, what's the chance of getting a Carrick Fergus out of you?
Pardon?
What's the chance of squeezing a Carrick Fergus out of you?
Right, I haven't got my thing fixed up.
Can I do it Acapulco?
I can sing you another song, can't I?
Of course you can.
So I've told you everything about.
Good. Tell you what, let me play some. Nigel, let me play some adverts. When we give you a couple of minutes to think of a song.
Yeah.
Then when we come back, you can sing it, all right?
Okay.
Nice
okay.
one. Well, a Helen Grant MP. Well done, her. Very, very classy move. Very classy move. I am. I'm blown away by that. I'm blown away by that.
I'm welling up a bit.
I am. And yes, everyone, we get it. Nigel is in a privileged position, and as much as he's got us shouting for him, would someone else get the same treatment? We don't know, right? We don't know. Of course, the system is flawed, but let's enjoy this little moment of someone doing something good. I don't mean us. I mean of Helen, of an MP doing something for a member of their community. All right, so let's just enjoy that moment. That is great. And you know, if Helen Grant MP, if you want to tweet her and say thanks, I'm sure she'd appreciate that. I'm certainly going to send her a little private message because that is brilliant. Nigel, stay there. We're going to get a song from you after this.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome live from one of the rooms in his house, let's hope it's not his back passage, singing for us tonight, all the way from Maidstone, it's Nigel!
Hi, Ian. I've got something else to tell you.
Oh, Nigel, we were all set for the big song! Go on.
I know, but I must tell you, I've got a picture on her Twitter, on Helen Grant's Twitter, that she took a photo.
Oh.
Well, she didn't. Someone else took a photo of us. To go. Can you? I can't get it. Can you check it out now?
I'm looking.
On Twitter.
Hang on a minute. Let's have a little look.
Helen Grant on Twitter. You did it before. You've spoken to her.
I know. We're on top. Let's have a little look.
And I'm going to sing to Sinatra in a minute.
She hasn't posted a picture yet.
Oh, it's not on there yet, but it will be because her secretary took it.
Unless you're a young black woman, which I don't think you are. No, I don't. No, well, it's not up there yet, but let's see how it goes. What song are you going to sing for us tonight, Nige?
This one now. This is Sinatra video. I'm just going to join in. You'll be able to hear me join
Beautiful.
In.
Beautiful. I can't wait, buddy.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Turn the volume up.
Nigel.
I'm a sacrifice, Jenkins, come what might for the sake of having near in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats.
Oh, hello. Nigel? Hello, Nigel? And normal service is resumed.
Wake up to reality. And each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra and his music. A man and his music. Is that right?
It was lovely.
Well, the next bit coming up. Hang on.
No, I'm sorry.
The vice, anything, come what might, for the sake of happening near in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know you fall? You never can win. Why'd you wake up to mentality? Wake up to mentality. Any time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Because I've got you.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got you,
yeah,
baby.
We've just about
under
got you.
My skin.
Nigel! Thank you, Nigel!
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Nigel. Thank you very much. By the way, can I just say, right, please tweet Helen Grant. Please don't tweet. I can see a few of you tweeting. I don't normally like Tories, but please don't. I mean, it's up to you what you tweet, but do you know what? That ain't helpful. That is who. This isn't about politics. This isn't about party politics. This is about, you know, someone who's part of the show and has been part of phone-in radio for 20-odd years getting a break when they're at their lowest. Please don't tweet. I've seen three tweets now saying, hey, Helen, I normally think Tories are scum, but what you've done is... It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help. You don't have to. Just think about it before you send it. I appreciate you sending supportive tweets, but it doesn't help. It doesn't add anything, I don't think. So I wouldn't tell you what to tweet, but please, please, please. I just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. It feels like a backhanded compliment. It feels like you're saying thanks and then slapping them a little bit. And there's no need for it. There's no need for it. You know, my politics quite well. I've not made a point of saying, hey, you, because it's irrelevant in this. She is doing the job and she's doing it in a really classy style. And I just worry that if there's any hint of snark from us, from our team, and by that I mean you, dear listener, I mean me and Kath as well, we're being very careful about what we say. If there's any hint of snark that could cause someone who's, not just Helen, but cause someone who's helping us to go, oh, well, I'm getting...
Yeah, we don't want her to feel pressurised to doing it. She's doing it because... I think she's doing it because she's someone who's got a sense of public duty and she's a good woman. And she's doing a bit. She doesn't, like you say, she doesn't need it.
So just easy.
Her
easy
and her assistant have played an absolute blinder,
I'm
right?
I'm blown away.
I've been doing similar things, you know, not all the time, but
imagine
it comes up.
Steve Baker.
It comes, exactly. It comes up now and again, right? Where I have to get in touch with MPs and ask them for help. Sometimes they help. Sometimes they never respond. Sometimes I really have to push, right? I didn't have to do that with Helen. She was straight on it. As soon as she saw my message, she went into action. And not only did she say she was going to do something, she started doing it. And listen to Nigel tonight.
What a difference. And also, as you said, Kath, early on, she's kind of quite busy right now. They're all kind of quite busy right now. So the speed at which she's acted. So I would just urge you, listen, you tweet what you want to tweet, guys. It's not up to me, but... I just think going in with a slight comment like that, I just don't think it helps. This isn't about whether you vote Tory or Labour or it's not. You'll sound a bit like Jeremy Corbyn walking out because Chukwuemeka's in the room. You know what I mean? Just sit in the room with Chukwuemeka. Doesn't matter. All right. Just sit in the room. Shake his hand. Be the big man. Offer to make Chukwuemeka a cup of tea.
Here's the thing. Can we just accept that something nice has happened?
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, God, it happens so rarely. Let's enjoy it.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.